SEC and CFTC team up on crypto trading. A unified front for the first time in what feels like forever, the SEC and CFTC are singing the same tune. The joint statement clarifies that SEC and CFTC registered exchanges can facilitate trading of certain spot crypto assets without any bureaucratic nightmares. Finally, a bit of harmony in the regulatory world. SEC Chairman Paul Atkins couldn't have put it better. Market participants should have the freedom to choose where they trade spot crypto assets. This move is all about giving traders options and fostering innovation in the ever-evolving crypto markets. Innovation in the fast lane. Remember the days when crypto innovation felt like it had a giant keep out sign plastered on it? CFTC Acting Chairman Caroline DeFam sure does. She emphasized that the previous administration's mixed signals are history. By working together, we can empower American innovation in these markets and build on President Trump's collaborative approach to making America the crypto capital of the world. This joint effort, under the SEC's Project Crypto and the CFTC's Crypto Sprint, aims to turbocharge the U.S.'s leadership in digital financial technology. It's a clear signal to the world. America is back in the crypto game. What this means for traders. So what does this mean for you, the savvy market participant? More choices and less red tape. The SEC's Division of Trading and Markets and the CFTC's Division of Market Oversight and Division of Clearing and Risk are on standby, ready to assist with any questions or concerns. The invitation is open. Engage with SEC or CFTC staff to navigate this new landscape. The ultimate goal? To support growth and development in these markets without stifling innovation. Why this matters. This isn't just another regulatory update. It's a game changer for the crypto world. By joining forces, the SEC and CFTC are not only promoting innovation, but also ensuring that the U.S. remains a significant player in the global crypto markets. Keep your eyes on this space because today's joint statement is just the beginning of a more collaborative regulatory era.